when they're prayed on, people do come to the town. Otherwise, parades wouldn't actually happen. So parades as events attract people to come to Castle Derg.
He's also saying that the proliferation of flags are also off-putting to people, especially from the nationalist community.
Well, at the end of the day, what flags are erected? We have the Union flag, which is the flag of the country that we live in, and we have the flag of Northern Ireland, so I don't see why or how that would be off-putting to anyone to go to any country and see the flag of the country that they're visiting being flown.
But do you not think he has a point that it could be intimidating to people from the nationalist community?
I fail to understand that sort of logic. Within the Belfast Agreement, there was agreement that Northern Ireland is part of the United Kingdom until the people of the country decide otherwise. So, you know, it's simply an endorsement of the Belfast Agreement, which Sinn Féin endorsed themselves.